Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. Hey, it's the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the place. Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Now everybody. I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Hey. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's a Tuesday evening here in the studios. I'm joined with Mr. Elgin David.
What is up, everybody?
And we have a female, a chick in the audience with a skirt on, facing the camera. Look, things couldn't be better in Facebook Live for the gents watching. Not that it being this not me attitude, but Noam Manor.
Hello. And I'm not uncrossing my legs for the next hour.
No, what was that show with when she switches her, you know?
Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct. No Basic Instinct.
Yeah, with Shannon Stone. No. Noam's off the market, actually. She's a
married woman.
She's married, yes.
How long has it been now?
We've been married for like a month or something like that.
That's right, because Perry Sack was supposed to do a show of mine,
mm-hmm.
and he felt so bad. He's like, "Dude, I told him I was going to do the show, and then I forgot that Perry. God bless that kid. Love him. He's one of my best friends. But shit, when it comes to remembering things, if he doesn't write it down, so he went to the wedding.
He was at the wedding. He's ready to be Jewish now. He loved.
Does
it.
He?
Yeah.
Was he up in a chair? Like,
almost. We had to tell him that he's not fully circumcised yet.
Oh,
he
yeah.
wasn't ready.
Don't go. He's gonna be like, "You ain't going near my dick." Well, he would say that to me, not to you, of course. Well, congratulations. A month.
Yeah, we made it so far.
Now, how long are you guys together?
We started dating in December of 2014. So,
yeah.
Like the end of 2014, basically. So we're like 3 years now.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, that's pretty cool. That happened quick, right?
That's awesome, though.
Like, you're going to get, you're engaged.
I'm getting married in May.
And how long were you with your girl?
We've been together, 4 years.
All right.
I think we got engaged around the same time.
Yeah?
I think.
Okay.
Did one copy each other? Did one of you guys go, you know
there
what?
There was a little time that all the comedians got engaged.
And right.
We were one of them.
Nobody wanted to be upstaged.
Right. Everyone was just showing off their rings.
Yeah. And now you married a comic, a film guy, Joe Duane.
Joe Duane, Duaneus now.
Duaneus.
He dropped the stage name.
Oh, was that his stage name, and Duaneus?
I didn't believe him that he was Jewish at first. And he was like, "Oh, no, that's not my real name."
He kind of looks more like Polish, like Eastern European.
He's Cuban.
He's a Cuban Jew?
Yeah, on his dad's side. On his mom's side, he's like fully Italian.
What the fuck? Wait a minute.
He is spicy.
I love Joe since the beginning. I used to take him on gigs with me. I thought he was great. He did his one-liners, always funny, good dude, always a nice, I never heard him,
right? Everyone loves Joe.
He's a good dude.
Right,
that's a spicy matzo ball.
That's Joe.
Yeah, that's Joe
said that. So that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you guys 4 years, 3 years. I was with my wife for 12 years before we got married. So
Learn
how to push the envelope. I was like the government, keep pushing the budget, keep pushing it forward. We're gonna sign a note, and that's what happened. Like, I bought her a car.
Okay.
I bought her an Acura MDX instead of an engagement ring 1 year.
Wow.
So I spent like $40,000 on a car for her in lieu of getting a $15,000 engagement ring, let's say.
Okay.
And it worked.
Well, yeah.
But God bless her, she stuck around. Look, she's with, she's, and we've been together 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and I still get a Woody when I see her, so that's a good sign.
Okay.
Right?
That's probably the best sign.
That's the secret, yeah. Long-lasting love. Let's take notes.
I knew she was the girl when,
That's it right there.
I don't know if this happens with women, but and I don't want to make anybody announcements, but people who usually engage in the use of cocaine realize that they get, the the rope dick. You know, it's like
you get, like you mean like whiskey dick.
Kinda, but you get but the thing the problem is you get horny. You're thinking about banging everything, but you're going into a gunfight with a with.
So you're saying this hasn't happened to you
before? It just doesn't work, like physically?
Well, I'm just, yeah, just like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're all wet, locked up.
So you're, okay, so some married men experience that.
No, what do you mean? It's just nothing to do with married. I'm just, so I wasn't
about?
Even married. I'm just
cocaine.
Saying that when a guy, so when
well,
a
how
guy,
did it get to that?
When a guy does coke, because I'm trying to get to a point where my wife impressed me. In other words, like, if I, you know, I would be out on cocaine, I would never get, you know, I'd be at a strip club and, you know, nothing. But the minute I come home. Even with the cocaine cloud over my penis,
yeah,
everything was like boing.
It just pushed you know what I mean? Through.
It didn't. My, you know,
it
what
was
I'm
like
saying?
One of those oxygen guns.
It's like a compass, just like yeah. going toward the magnet.
Randy Steele says hi, Dougie Elgin Gnome. No, I'm sorry, man.
I'm not a
full
gnome.
Secrets. Pixelated, probably a Facebook thing. Yeah, I think it is a Facebook thing because my camera looks great on my screen. But yeah, we're a little pixelated on the Facebook. But deal with it. You know, I don't want you to see my shit-stained eye.
We're not really sure that's shit. It kind of looks a little... It's crusty.
No, the crusty is the cream I put on. Like that. But, mm-hmm. you know, I woke up 2 days ago, and I felt like my eye... I couldn't open my eye. Like, it was, like, stuck, like it was swollen.
Yeah. Oh.
And I was like, what the fuck? And I went in there, I go, ah, you know.
It's like a sty?
That's what I thought.
That's right. What I asked, yeah.
But it's not like a sty. It's like one thing that gets on the rim, like where your eyebrow, yeah. eyelashes are. But this is like just like a... It's like a little... Like a rash. I got like all these little bumps and between my eye up. Like, you know, my eye's not red. That's the first thing I worry about. I'm going blind.
Right.
You know?
So what'd you put? You said you put some like cortisone on there or
some Benadryl. My wife said, put the Benadryl. But I have like this other, like my dermatologist gives me this cream that's really strong if you ever have a pimple.
Uh-huh.
And you put it on the next day the pimple's gone.
Wow.
This shit don't fuck around.
Wow.
You know, this stuff gets right, you know. Clears up that, you know, and, but I was putting that on there. My wife's like, how are you crazy? That's your eyelid. You know, that's, you know,
gonna get that shit in your eye.
You know, you know, next thing you know,
your eye's gone.
Well, the problem solved.
I look down and I see my eye on the bottom of the bed. Did dog leave a toy in the bed? What the fuck is going on? Looking back up at me. This is a bad angle. Anyway, so, yeah, man. So I don't know. Like my daughter, my stepdaughter is now a you know, she's got a nursing degree. You know, she says, you know, I told her, I said, like, I don't, like, when I shower, I have a washcloth. Use a washcloth when you shower? What do you use, a loofah?
No, I use a washcloth.
Use a washcloth, right? Yeah. You change it every day.
Yeah, you
of course,
can't use
you can't
a new
use
one.
It twice.
Of course.
You know? But there was one time I'm in the shower. I think this is when it happened. I was in the shower and I was like, ah, and for some reason I thought it'd be important to clean my eyelids.
Oh.
You know, that just shows how fucking half asleep I am in the morning when I shower.
Right. You know, yeah, that requires like its own washcloth.
See, everybody knows that, not me. It's like the first time I found out when you wipe your ass, you're supposed to go from front to back.
Yeah, wow.
Well, I feel like that's mostly a girl thing, right?
That's definitely a girl thing because you don't want to get the...
Right, you don't want
to
get
back
that
to front.
Into that.
Yeah. See, so I was a guy, so I didn't hear this until my late years.
So you put back to eye.
Right. You went all the way up.
Yeah, I went in my ass, cleaned out my ass real good, and I said, you know what, this is a good time to wipe my eyelids. and all of a sudden, now I got fucking Fushima on my eye. I mean, look at this. It looks like somebody shot a load of my eye.
Yeah, shitty eye.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
And now I get nervous. I'm like a hypochondriac at this age. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to go to my dermatologist.
Well, yeah, well, at this point, you know, you're fragile. You're getting there.
But, you know, you tell me you seem to know a lot of shit about the eye.
The eye?
Well, the eyes. But
why?
Well, you just said you knew. Like, you're not supposed to wipe your face.
I just know not to put stuff that's in my ass in my eye. That's
well,
yeah, that's, just... that's the type of knowledge that was.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't know if it was that or the time I was scratching my balls. And then, no, you know what I mean? Of course. So
right.
I didn't think about it. And I thought if I flipped the rag over, it would have been fine. But
the germs don't know. They stay on the ones.
They
stay where they are.
They're not that mobile. But germs don't know how to fucking move around. So I
I think that's what they're like.
Germs
good
don't
at.
Spread. They actually just like to hang out.
Yeah. That's what they're known for.
Yeah, they're pretty. they don't go around too much. They're like chill. They chill.
You don't hear about germ spread much. They just like to chill.
Germs don't like germs like to spread.
They're hermits. They just like to hang out.
That's what we need.
Own,
that's
know?
We need a drug that causes germs. Yeah. Like we should have weed for germs. Like they'll you know you spray
it slows them down.
Yeah, the germ just sits there. Go fuck you. Go hang out. I'm all right here. And so that's what I got. I think I got funky eye.
Yeah, that's the word for it, the medical term.
So now I'm putting like a...
You got stank eye.
Stank
I got stank eye.
Hey.
Yeah, you got stank eye.
I'm going to give people the stank eye with the stank eye. Because this is when you go in public, when somebody sees you, that you know, you look at it and they think, what's wrong with that guy?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm going to have to wear glasses tonight when I go out.
You should.
I don't
just like
be
me, you gotta wear the glass. Just rock them. It's a vibe.
Can we hang out? You want to go to the movies with my wife and I tonight? So I don't
just
look-
go to 3D movies all night.
Yeah. Well, I think if it's like a few people in- with the sunglasses, it becomes a thing. It's like, what are they doing?
Right
now, it's just you're that's just LG.
Yeah, but when I go to the mall and I'm wearing my glasses, and it's funny, Jocelyn, she's like, I love going to the mall with you because people look at you, they think you're like a celebrity. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I just don't want to look at anybody or
there
anybody look
a-
at me.
Yeah,
I'm just vibing.
Well, that's when we went to a Heat game once, and I was wearing a hat. And whenever I would walk down with my face down and holding the hat, people would instantly look back because it was like, ooh, who
it's like
is
a little
that?
Mystery.
Yeah, they
yeah,
want to see.
Like, ooh.
They want to see who that is.
Yeah.
We're in a Heat game.
Well, they
and she's hiding her face.
They wouldn't ooh. Have done that if you were like short, fat, chubby, ugly, you know, zits.
Well, I mean, they couldn't probably... see my face, so I could have been
no,
ugly.
They would.
No,
they would.
I mean, she's a tall woman. She's, you know, so they're going to want to look at that.
Yeah,
body
but tall,
track.
Short, big, small.
Nah,
there's a look for all.
Listen,
and I'll look at all of them.
Let me tell you something. Dude. No, I get you.
Got to.
I get you, Mr. Perfect.
I'm not saying I'm Mr. Perfect.
I know you love everybody, buddy. I get it.
No, I'm saying I don't. Not that I don't have any standards. But yeah, everything is.
I made it through the very low bar. Made it through.
I mean, I'm not bagging some ugly chick. Yeah. I get it. You know, but you see, that's where, you know, I'm a little more, listen, because I don't give, because I'm that way. I have a thick skin whenever happens. I mean, so if some, you know, so whatever. So people look.
Yeah, people look.
You know, people
absolutely.
Gonna,
so you're going to wear glasses and then you're going to go skiing, wear some goggles, go skydiving, wear some more goggles. Just everything
I got to do is got to cover my face.
Cover your eyes.
Maybe I should like start playing some weekend baseball and be a catcher.
Be a catcher.
You know what I mean?
You should just play pin the tail on the donkey for the
yeah.
rest of the weekend.
I should walk around with a pinata around me and in front of me and like with a bat in my hand and my face covered.
That'd be funny.
We're playing a game here, just, you know. Gotta keep my eyes covered.
Now, I hope not. Listen, everybody keeps saying, as long as your eye's not red, the eyeball.
Right.
You know, when something gets that close to your eye, you gotta be careful.
Well, that's how you get pink eye. You get shit in your eye.
Yeah, you should put a pirate patch on.
Poopsicles.
But then it's gonna fester in there. It needs the air. It needs to express itself, my shit eye. My stank eye needs love too, man.
It needs to breathe.
It needs to let out the stank.
That's right. It's gotta give away. It's gotta, like, every action has a reaction. By the way, John Schaefer says, Noam motherfucking Manor.
That's me, bitches.
John, we have a mutual friend, by the way. One of my clients, recent clients, knows John.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
Yeah, he's one of those things. He goes, hey, I know this kid. He's a comic, too. His name's John Schaefer. I go, he's not a comic. Only kidding, buddy.
That's cute.
No, that was good. Got
yeah, it. Just busting balls, dude.
Of course.
That's part of the roast. We had the Leon roast.
Yeah,
Leon
how was
roast.
That?
It was
man.
Great. We talked. Ethan was there. He did a great job.
Damn, I wish
everybody was
that.
Funny. Yeah, everybody was good parts. Everybody had to, you know, it's fun. Listen, and I said this as a comic. If I go to Marine 84 tonight, and it's all comics, and there's a bunch of just truck drivers in the goddamn audience, we should just roast each other. You know, you should just do a roast. You know, there's like four people in the audience. They don't care.
Yeah, let's do a non-scripted freestyle roast.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that I want to believe that I want to be in a roast, but then I get my feelings hurt when someone looks at me funny,
yeah,
so I can't. I'm too sensitive for that.
Yeah, like if, you know, because they would be mean. Yeah, that's what the idea is.
It's, right, exactly.
It's
no,
so funny.
It's good. Yeah. Like, I can definitely dish it out, but I can't take it.
Well, that's, you know, that's the part. That's the thing.
You have to be able to take it.
That's the thing.
People were calling me pizza man. I'm a pizza man. I act like I'm Italian. I don't act like I'm fucking Italian. I don't go around going, hey, what's up? Hey, you know, It's just who I am.
I think they're just mixing up the whole Tavolino is the situation.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Read through the fuck. Read to the end of the book, motherfucker. Don't just judge me by my. It's one of the jokes I tell.
Are you Italian?
No, I'd say most people think I'm Italian. It's usually because I pull up in my Z28 eating pizza. Are you Italian? No, why do you ask? Is that an Italian horn? No, I just use it to open my soda.
So what are you?
A Portuguese Spaniard. There you go.
We're full of surprises today.
That's right.
Cool. Huh.
By the way, speaking of Italian, excited to be opening for the Italian New Jersey bad boy, Mr. Mike Marino, in April at Visani's.
Nice.
And he's got a tour called the Make American Italian, Make America Italian Again tour.
We all want that.
And I hope he doesn't ask me. I think he still thinks I'm Italian. Oh, it's going to be a great show. Us paisans. Yeah, you got it. That's right. What's up, Peter Kramer? How you doing, buddy? Jay Ho? Another local comic in the scene.
Yeah, he's funny, man.
Yeah. And felt bad. He won a spot and went with Goldfinger to do a guest spot, but there's no more Goldfinger. Yeah. I said, no more Goldfinger. Tavolino's is over. And now what the fuck am I going to do on a Wednesday night? My wife goes out with her friends.
Everything's shutting down, man.
What happened to Goldfinger?
Yeah. It was not going to work.
Oh.
It's a great room. They fixed it up nice, but there was just not... my new buddy Franco Tadeo is a comic who came from Montreal. Mm-hmm. He did a spot at our last show at Tavolino's. He goes, there's indications. There's certain indications that something's not going to work. It's a good expression, indications. You got an indication. You ever use that?
No, I've never even
well, thought
think
to about using
that.
It
That's
today.
Funny.
Right?
It's an indication.
Well, it's you don't commit to anything. There's just an indication.
Well, it's like he was basically saying, like, when you get there, there's a certain element of client in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a while since I've been to a strip club, but, you know, usually when you walk in, you're in the middle, even a weeknight, right. You know, it's pretty happening. There's people around.
Yeah.
You know, and the night crew looks pretty good.
I mean, when I was there was people there.
Yeah?
But in the strip club.
In the strip club.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like these people were going to go watch comedy.
They're not there to see comedy.
I feel bad when the owners go, I'm going to go see if I can gather some of these people up. I'm like, don't bother them.
Yeah.
We should have done like a combination show.
Ugh. You know? Listen, enough of this nonsense.
Just stripping comics or?
No, just like have the comic there and then the stripper like above them just spinning around constantly.
Do they have to share the tips? Because I'd be into that.
Yeah,
split the tips with us?
Yeah.
We can do like a 40-60 split.
That's what we should do, a co-op. You should go, hey, listen, I'll get tips here on my stage. You go over there.
Yeah.
You go back to the strip club, and anything you make on the friction dances, you got to split with me.
And then everyone will be over there watching them, and you're going to be sitting there telling your jokes.
To myself.
To nobody.
In front of a mirror.
That's why they have to be on stage with you.
Yeah. So.
It could happen.
So that show's over, man. It just wasn't going to work.
He wants to believe.
Yeah. You know what? A man can dream.
Why not?
Why not?
He better. Any rate. So I got free time, buddy. You know, no more Wednesdays at Tavolino's. We might have special shows here and there.
Right. But for the most part, what, are you going to be going out of town or trying to stay local? And
I'm going to go work. I'm going to go do open mics and work on new material. Let's spend the time doing something productive.
You can be a Buddha a lot.
I'm going to go to Buddha. I already told Mike Cintron I'm going to be a Buddha regular.
Nice.
There's some of the local comedy scene. Fuck, that asshole's going to be here.
Are you going to get your own glass at the Buddha?
Is that what happens?
When you can get a glass, they etch your name in it.
Right.
And they leave it there for you.
Really?
And every time you come there, you get your glass down and then you drink out of it.
Members only.
I should bring back one of the couple dozen I've taken from that place over the last few years that's in my current. I got a bunch.
You just scratched your name into it with like a fucking diamond ring.
Honey, can I borrow your earrings? What are you doing? I'm going to write my name in this glass.
I saw it in the movie.
I'm special at the Buddha. By the way, we are going to have the Wake Up Late with Dougie show where I'm headlining there in May. So you're on that show as a member of the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I might have you host.
Awesome.
You want to host? Or you want to just come out and do a, you know, diggity-do?
Either or, man.
Yeah, all right.
I'm just happy to be on. Thank you, brother.
All right. Well, we got, you know, Peter Leonard's the one we have to, you know, that's why I'm, you know, I don't know. I'd rather have you host and run the show and have him come out and do
Hey, man,
like, and
whatever
do like,
you want to do. It's your show.
We should give him like 30 seconds. I give client
just let him come out and do little one-liners in between everybody.
Yeah. You know, no, you host.
And then he's like, bam, 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 and then leaves.
Maybe you guys ought to do like a comedy duo, the two of you.
Hey,
you guys come out.
We both come out, and I say nothing for 10 minutes, and then he tells one long, elaborate story that goes nowhere.
Boy, you should finish it for him. You could be the punchline guy.
Yeah. Boy, it's just like the show. It's just like on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
I just sit here like, and then I watch you two argue. You could be off stage screaming at him,
yeah,
having a fight, and I'll just be standing there like this.
Yeah. It will reenact
the
whole thing.
Exactly. It'll be a Dougie reenactment.
It'll be perfect.
It's like sketch.
So, dude, I'm happy about that. Going to be at the Backroom Comedy Club on Friday, which is always fun.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing this gig in Isla Mirada on Saturday.
Okay.
Zenith Never is a comic out of Orlando area. Says, hey, man, good money for fucking 25 minutes clean. I'm like, can you do 25 minutes clean? I said, dude, I've done 3 kosher comedy tours.
Really?
So you got to do comedy in front of rabbis.
Oh, wow.
I do 25 minutes.
In front of rabbis.
Kids, you know, it's like they have the New Year celebration in Orlando. They have one in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
And, you know, here comes Dougie. You know, I actually told the wet fact joke, which they laughed their ass off. But you could tell there was a few that went, that's not right. That's not good. I get it. That's kind of racist. But yeah, we have a good time. But I end up spending 10 minutes telling a joke about soccer and how fat I am how funny it is when I try to run. The kids go crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's
you know what I mean?
That's comedy for kids.
Get the kids to laugh. The parents are happy as shit.
Right.
So that's what you do. You get up there and you
gotta
run
be
around.
Careful, dude. If you catch my stink eye, now that you took off your glasses. Can I wear your glasses?
Oh, no, fuck no. No way, man. See, yeah, maybe I should just keep them on like they're a shield.
That's right.
From your stink eye.
Hey, by the way, speaking of things that we always know, like wipe right from front to back, that's something you know, right?
Yeah, of course.
Never use the same body towel you use on your face.
Right.
Have a separate thing for your face. What's up, Kurt Altenberg? And I hope everything worked out with the family, buddy. David Clark at... But one thing you need to know, and I forgot. Fuck, nobody's going to know now. What were we just talking about?
The towel in the butt.
Nah, before that.
We were talking about taking my glasses and putting them
on.
Oh,
yeah. Things you need. You know when you go on an airplane? My wife used to say, don't turn the air up because that's going to get you sick. Because everybody's sick on the plane, right?
Yeah.
But then this one guy, who I trust too, because he went to Penn State Medical School.
Mm-hmm.
He says, no, it's actually the opposite. You should put the air on very high. And have it point right in front of your face, like creating an air barrier so that you don't breathe in. It kind of like...
Well, it's all recycled air.
Yeah.
Because you're up there.
There's yeah, no I know, but mm-hmm. Somehow there's a filter, you would hope.
No, yeah, yeah.
The air that shoots down in front of your face is almost like a shield.
Yeah.
From like germs, and hopefully these are those lazy germs we were talking about.
Yeah.
That, you know, don't fly up your nose.
Well, you know, up there, they're low on oxygen, they're tired.
Yeah, I think I'll stay here on
the
seat.
They're out of breath.
I'm going to see if this bastard grabs the food tray from underneath. You know, but that's, you know, like I don't touch shit on a plane anymore. And I hate it. I almost killed these kids on one of my last flights. They're sneezing and coughing behind me, and I know they're not covering their mouth.
Ugh.
And the father's sitting right there. All you hear is, you know, it sounds like a fucking water balloon's blowing
up. You
got
to put masks on those little kids. No, little medical masks.
I turn around and look at the dad and go, hey, man, you mind telling the kids to put their hands in front of their face?
You said this on the plane. Really?
The guy looks at me and goes, how do you know they're not? I said, what, am I deaf?
Yeah.
I can't tell the difference between... and... what do you fucking think? I'm 10? How do you know I'm not telling the kids?
I hope you said it like that.
I was worse.
Like, I hope you did the
calm
display.
Down, sir. Calm you know, down, sir.
And now you know why people unfriend me on Facebook. Yeah.
How do you even notice? I don't even notice.
I got a thing that I have
on
there.
I don't notice.
I got an app on my phone that tells me. And the only reason I did this is because I'm transitioning my friends into the fan page, and everybody that hey, be a fan page. You know, so if they're on your fan page, they do it, and then they'll if they unfriend you, they're off your fan page too.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like I've had people do that. The minute you get it's like Twitter. The minute you follow them or on Instagram, there's people that just follow you. Because they know a lot of people will follow you back. And, you know, for the most part, I'll follow this person, you know, whatever. But and then a week later, they unfollow you. And you're like, you know, it's like a system people do to gather followers. So yeah, I don't want, next thing you know, you got 5,000, you're following 5,000 people and you got 100 people on your.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
You care about stuff. Do you have a an Instagram page?
I do. I have an Instagram page.
That's right.
Again, I don't know how many followers I have ever.
Yeah, you don't care about that.
I don't care. No, because if I did notice that would hurt my feelings, and that's why I can't be in a roast.
Right.
Because that would be like, who unfollowed me, and then I would have to know.
Do you on Instagram? How many followers you got on Instagram?
I have like 1,500. That's nothing.
All right.
But I don't care if I lose one or gain one.
And yours is Elgin David.
At Elgin David. That's it.
Yeah, like I had Dougie Dangerous. You and I are on the same.
Okay.
Followers.
Yeah.
You know? But if you see somebody unfollows you on Instagram, you're going to stay following them?
I don't even think about it.
No?
No.
But I just gave you some. So if you, all of a sudden, so for some reason or the other, you saw somebody no longer follows you on Instagram and you know you follow them, you're going to keep following them?
Oh, probably not. I'd be like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fuck yourself.
But who cares? It's not like
it's not like I'm going to write the guy a letter and ask for an explanation.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, it's like, I want
to
know.
But yeah, I'm not going to keep looking at your shit if you can't bother to have my, I mean, trust my me, stuff on your feed.
There's a lot of people shit I tolerate. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a particular comic, a really well-known comic, that he got to the point where he was posting stuff. I was like, oh, I'm going to throw up. Enough of this shit. You know what I mean?
Well, you can, on Facebook, the good thing is you can unfollow someone and not unfriend them.
Yeah.
Well,
I've done that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take advantage of that.
Because you just don't want to see it anymore. Right. It's like, but I don't want you to be like, oh, you don't like me, unfollow me, offended me.
I just don't want to see you.
Yeah, I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what's wrong with
when
that type of friendship?
Fate brings us together.
The friendship used to be like, I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah.
That's, you
it's
know
not
what
like
I mean?
I'm, it's not like I'm going to look for you.
But now it's like, I have to see you all the time. Yeah. And if I don't see you all the time, then you're not my friend.
Right.
Anymore. Mm-hmm. Get out of here. How much attention do you need?
But I'm at 5,000 friends. So when I have people that want to friend me, you know, they'll, hey, I can't friend you. You got too many people. And then I got to look through the list of who I'm unfriending.
Oh.
And that's fun.
Do you have like backups? Like, you know you're going to need a new friend, so you go to your list of backups. Like, all right, you got to go.
No, next in line. No, I'm ready to get rid of it. That's what I'm saying. It's when I've been building up to this the last month or two, and the political back and forth with people. You know, I don't care what anybody says about their politics. Share your ideology, respect it. But when you start calling people stupid for what they fucking, you know, when people turn on you. Well, you know,
right, when
it
becomes personal.
Yeah. But, you know, right off the bat, and like comics, so I see there's a comic in the last 5 days of posts are all about this person or that politician. You know, meanwhile, I'm like, if you knew shit about anything, you would be a fucking comic. Right. You know what I mean? If you actually had a fucking opinion that mattered, you know, when it came to real world, you know? I love one of my best friends in the world, Joey Medina, and he rips on Trump all the time, and I laugh because it's funny. I understand. It's funny shit, you know? But so it's not like I'm just saying, I don't want to hear anything about that guy, you know.
Well, hey. I mean, I want to hear it. I don't like what I'm hearing, but I want to hear it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Now you coming from Israel, you should be a tough broad. You were in the IDF, weren't you?
No, I moved here too young. But it's the different upbringing. You become aware of like bad stuff way earlier.
Right.
So it does make you.
You
tough.
See mean. You see evil things early in life when you live
way
in that part
early.
Of the world.
Way too early. Before you're ready to understand.
You ever see somebody get their head chopped off?
No.
No.
That's not. That's just right over the border. That's not us.
Okay. Well, I'm just asking. She's seen horrible things.
Yeah.
It's a fair question.
You ever seen something as bad as my stink eye?
That's up there.
Wow. Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
It looks like an ice cream cone with nuts on it.
It's growing a whole new Dougie.
It is. I feel like I'm adding to my personality. What's up, Gary Santino, Jim Gosnell? And we're talking about things that are irritating. So so I got to do that. I want to transition. You have a fan page, right? Do you pay attention to your fan page or just your Facebook page?
Yeah, I don't even pay attention
to
anything.
You're a cop. You should be like milking this shit, dude. It's all about image and look at you.
That's what everybody says. But
you know, you would think, by the way, you care a little bit about that, but then you tell me I don't give a fuck about social media. Meanwhile...
No, I care about just doing what I'm doing and creating and I'm not focused on like the numbers or who likes me, who doesn't like me. I mean, of course you want people to like you and appreciate what you do, which a lot of people do.
So you're kind of like build it and they'll come.
Yeah, man.
I
mean, like when it's time for the superstardom to like blow up or whatever with everything that I'm doing, it'll happen when the moment is right in the universe.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to like force it on people or try to convince people that I know what my talent is or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're not forcing it on anybody.
Yeah.
I get it.
So if somebody dislikes me or doesn't follow me on Instagram, whatever, it's not going to make or break me regardless. I'm still going to keep doing what I'm doing because that's not why I'm doing
right.
it. I do it because
right.
I love doing it. I yeah. love creating.
You
love...
enjoy what you're doing, not
yeah.
the way it looks. You make you look like you're doing. Now, you retired from comedy? You were at it for a bit. Did you say that you
no.
quit comedy?
No, I did not quit comedy. No.
Why
no,
did
no,
somebody
no.
say that you quit comedy?
Probably because they don't like me. I don't know.
All right.
I did not. I just took 2 months. There was too much going on for
You're
me.
You're getting married.
I was getting married, and I have my business, and between everything, it was just, it was too much.
Right.
I had to take a time off. But I'm back, and I missed it. It's hard to come back, though.
Yeah.
It is hard to come back. It's harder to get it going again and to get that stage comfort. That's the thing for me. I was always comfortable on stage, and I was actually getting nervous
right.
last week when I went on stage.
Well, that's just, yeah.
Yeah, but no, it'll come back. It's
well,
good.
Well, there you go. Well, maybe I'll see you out there because I don't have anything on Wednesdays anymore.
Yeah. Well, you should. Are you looking to open another room?
Not really.
Oh, you just don't want.
If I'm going to do anything, it's going to be big. Like the new room. That matter of fact, our next show is me, Perry Sack, and Peter Leonard's going to host at the Bremen Performance Theater at the iHeart Studios in West Palm Beach. This is the second show I produced there. The last show I did, and they said, "Dude, we want you to come back and headline." I'm like, "Really, me? All right."
That's
so, going to do that. And then the idea of that place is I'm going to try to get it once a month because it's a beautiful place in Palm Beach in the iHeart Studios.
I've been there.
And Bremen invites their, you know, it's you can't, like, I have to ask them, like, can we sell tickets? Because I think it's just part of the Bremen people. Like, they had thousands, hundreds of, well, I don't know, hundreds of thousands, but they got a shitload of people, you know, that bought cars and leased them. So they get this invite to come to these events. It's
right.
like it's like a thing they just do.
Right.
For their people. And these people own BMWs, Mercedes, you know, these people aren't like, and then Mini Coopers.
So you're trying also, to say, can we monetize this event instead of doing it a freebie?
No, I don't give a shit what they do, but I'm making money. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing this for free.
So they're not making, technically.
In other words,
event.
Yeah, it's like an offer. It's a special offer for their, you know.
Oh.
Now I want to promote it. I was going to put a flyer together, and I got to call the guy and said, hey, you know, can other people outside, you know, can like a Toyota person come?
it makes it more valuable.
Are you going to be pissed if like a JM Lexus guy
It would be
shows
better
up?
If they come because then they could maybe see what they have to offer there.
Right.
And maybe they'll want to buy a car there. It's like free. It's like a free
advertisement.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
Hey, I got a guy who has a snow cone machine. Can he show up?
Get him in the doors.
But then the BMW people will feel good that the Toyota people had to pay $20 to be there.
Yeah. Peasants. Same way I feel when I'm on like that HOV lane.
Right.
Yeah, the SunPass lane. Let me, I tell you, there's a lot of people that are pissed about that lane that goes across 95, which is normally a free highway.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to go down to do did a radio show with Buzz Henderson this week on the Jolt radio station. And I drove there. It said, like, you're going to be there 20 minutes late. And I got on that thing. I was there 5 minutes early.
Mm.
I avoided all that nonsense. And when you drive down that lane, all these fucking people are driving 2 miles an hour and you're sitting there hauling ass, just look over and go, peasants.
But then what sucks is if you get stuck.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah.
If there's an accident on there and then you sit there for 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's
then,
the worst.
Then you got to be that guy cutting through the little shitty pylons.
And then, yeah, they charge you.
But now they changed them, and it's like a really sturdy pole.
Yeah.
My buddy was going to the airport, getting dropped off, and my buddy Stevie was driving, and they were like, oh, you missed the exit. So they thought it was the old little floppy ones,
yeah.
And they went through it, and it went Doink. Boom. It just like destroyed his fucking
oh,
bumper.
Shit.
That's awesome.
And yeah, so don't drive through those anymore. And you're right. It's like $175.
Oh, the ticket?
The ticket,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't nothing. When I was working with Voss at Comedy Inn a few weeks ago,
yeah,
I mean, there's an area off US-1 where the lights, the main highway is green, but if to make a right, they have a turning signal to make a right because there's a side street basically.
Okay,
but when you're driving 30, 40 miles an hour, 45 miles an hour, and it's three lane highway and it's green, you don't think you got to stop at a fucking red light when you make a right?
I wouldn't.
No, and I was looking at my navigation, went through that, guy pulls me over, cop. I'm like, fuck. And he goes, well, I had you doing 62, but I knew he couldn't give me the ticket because I just made the turn.
Right.
They got to pace you a certain distance. This is court law 101. So, and he goes, and so it takes forever to write the ticket, this fucking guy. And he goes, oh, you know, I didn't give you the ticket for the speeding. I'm just going to give you a ticket for going through the red light. I go, oh, that should be cool. That can't be much money. It's $277.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
I'm like, dude, am I buying a new light? You know, am I paying for the last four fucking people that didn't get caught with a ticket?
Damn.
So I got my boy Mike Samara on it. Samara and Associates, DUI and traffic law. Look him up. They didn't pay for me that advertising. Don't call the guy and say, hey, you didn't pay for that. You're not supposed to be doing free advertising. Yeah.
No, you're giving a shout out.
I'm just giving the guy a shout out.
That's it.
He's been taking care of all that shit for me. But I've been a good boy. I haven't had a ticket in a long time. That's why I kind of got pissed. And then the cop thought I was smart when the other cop came sneaking around like fucking, you know, like Steven Seagal coming around the corner.
Right.
You know, I'm sitting there talking with this guy. All of a sudden, I see this other cop.
I hate when that happens.
You know, and I'm like, I start going, you know. And I don't know, for a second there, I thought he had a gun drawn.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, what the fuck is, you know, I have my own gun. I'm like, this is going to be a shootout in fucking Miami.
Yeah.
And the guy comes up and he brings the light in. He starts looking in. I'm like, I'm so glad I didn't smoke weed on the way here today.
Wow. That would have been a nice topic to talk about on the podcast, though.
Why, like, getting caught smoking weed?
Last week I got into a shootout with a cop.
Yeah. What happened to you? You know, I missed my bus. What happened to you? You know, I went to my first day of school. What happened to you? I shot a cop. Right in the fucking head. But I looked at the guy, and when after it was all said and done, pissed me off, wrote me a $277 ticket. But what did I say? I say, hey, you guys be safe out there. Stay safe out there, fellas.
Wow.
Even the creepy fuck who tried to sneak up on me.
They see one guy, and they're like, let's see what's happening here. I'm bored.
Yeah, I mean, I know the routine. But, you know, the thing is, I looked, and I'm thinking, oh, it's my, because I might keep my gun in my front seat. But, you know. You don't want the guy freaks out. Fucking Barney Five. He's got a gun. He starts shooting me through the fucking window. At any rate. Hey, by the way, guys, our listeners, remember the last few shows, we are not doing any breaks. So we're not doing breaks, right?
I like it that way better.
That's right. Then who got time? We don't have no commercials. We'll be right back after this, and it's an intro, and it's a this, and we're back.
No, I like it. It's good. Let's
go straight through.
All right. But you know what it's time for?
I cannot believe it.
Well,
oh, I know what time it is.
You know, that's a little trick. That's it's a little tease. It's time. Okay, go ahead.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, that's what time it is. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. That's great, because it happened just when I ran out of shit to say.
Make fun of them.
Oh, did I say it?
Yeah.
Damn it.
No, but you usually catch yourself.
Yeah, but
it's funny.
With that being said, if you're one of these technical schools, like a radio school, we need an intern. So we can't pay that. Interns don't pay. You don't pay interns money, right? That's the whole idea.
Right. Well,
you can like feed them in like pizza.
Yeah.
All right. Costco pizza.
There's paid internships, though. But you have to specify that it's a paid internship.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, yeah. I'll know not to specify that.
So what is your intern, like, what do you want them to do?
So run the board. Make sure the audio is going right.
Okay.
Make sure the camera's cool.
Gotcha.
And then I could just pull up my stories and read them.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this story, amusement park ride strands passengers upside down. I don't get on fucking... Listen.
It's my fucking nightmare.
Getting stuck on something... Listen, I had to talk about joke writing. I came up with this new way of just like coming up with a joke, write three or four funny words together and trying to put it into a joke.
Uh-huh.
So the joke was, there's three things I don't get on anymore: a pogo stick, a unicycle, and a ladder.
Oh, that's a joke.
It's not really a joke, but it's just a basis of a joke. You know?
Right.
I don't know. Wow. But I don't get the other thing is, fuck amusement park rides. Don't have time for that shit.
I don't want to get on those, or even worse, a fair or a carnival ride.
Yeah.
No, that's just a weird way to commit suicide.
They take these
things
apart and put them together every other day. There's no way that could last.
And those people are very drunk for sure. At
always.
All times.
Probably, yeah.
The people that work at Waffle House make fun of these people.
Right. So think about that.
You're right. They break these things down, put them back up. Two words for you: metal fatigue.
Yeah, and then losing washers, screws, necessary bolts or nuts.
Hey, where'd that screw go?
I don't know. Here, replace it with this wire hanger. Just twist it up. And, you know.
Yeah. Here, use this hanger I was having with my old shirt.
You need that for your shirt.
I don't wear that.
All right, just let it hang.
You don't need a shirt anymore.
I don't wear that Jeff Gordon shirt anymore. He's a pussy. In February, patrons of a Chinese theme park had been rescued when the ride they were on broke down while they were hanging upside down.
That's so scary.
A video recorded that day at the amusement park at Nanjing, Sichuan province. I love that Sichuan sauce. shows passenger stranded upside down. What the fuck is going on? Mm-mm. Witness said the swinging arm style ride malfunctioned in mid-ride, leaving the riders stuck upside down. Witnesses said their riders, witness said the riders were only trapped for a few minutes until employees managed to rescue them.
A few minutes, you're upside down, and then you're holding on to this thing and just hoping you don't hear a click.
Yeah, you know that carnival ride, the yo-yo. It's like it spins around. You're hanging from you're basically in a little seat
and a
and
bicycle.
Chains.
It's like a it looks or like a bicycle.
Yeah,
seat.
Yeah,
I mean not a bicycle, a fucking swing.
Yeah, you're in a swing.
It's a bicycle. What the fuck am I talking
you're
about?
Sitting in a little box swing
and you swing around in the circle
with chains.
Yeah,
you know I've seen people fly off that fucking thing.
Of course, because you're
the
hanging
chain
there
breaks,
by a little. Yeah,
and they go flying 50,000 feet, and they land, and they thought, you know what? I'm going to get on a carnival ride. This should be fun. But you don't really see them as much, right? We used to always see carnivals. Oh, there's a carnival.
Actually, I've seen so many in the last
really?
Like, 2 months.
I've seen so many, too.
Yeah.
But think about how many bolts are attached to all the top of those swings. You think they check every single fucking bolt every day? And they're not going to have some wear and tear from just being
the
hung
chains
and
are
swung?
Like, they're like the keychain. They're not even like human
yeah.
safe.
Yeah.
And then I feel like people have generally just gone heavier throughout the years. And these things were built in 1935.
Yeah, agreed.
It's not like they're updating their you know.
You're
their...
so right.
Right.
So. You're so right. And then you get like one person that rides it alone. No one on the other side is just going to be like.
Well, yeah. It's just like when you see in Disney, like the dad that's on his daughter with his daughter on the Dumbo flight and it's only going like this high. Everyone else is up here.
Yeah.
They right. can't go higher than that.
I want to go higher, Daddy.
Let her go by herself.
Yeah.
She'll get flung out of that thing like a catapult.
Daddy needs to go on a carb-free diet for
yeah.
a few months.
Daddy needs to lay off the cheeseburgers. Here's a story. Texas middle schooler calls stripper to school as a prank.
Wow. That's awesome.
Officials.
How did he have her number?
Got it out of his dad's pocket.
This is great.
Officials with a Texas school district said a middle school student is being disciplined after hiring a stripper to perform at the school.
Oh.
And by the way, the person doing this the discipline is Dominatrix Susie.
Well, how did he think it was gonna go?
I don't know. That's hilarious.
That's like ordering a pizza. Like you do that. Like you order a pizza to school. Like the old yeah. Jeff Spicoli move in Fast Times.
Yeah.
Jenny LaCosta Caputo, a spokesman for the Round Rock Independent School District, said the stripper arrived at the address where she had been hired to perform about 11:30 a.m. and realized. It was the Noel Grisham Middle School.
Oh, my God. How do you not Google search that or map that before?
Yeah.
The night before you said, you know what I mean? Like, look up the directions.
Well, you think it happened the night before? You think?
I don't know. I mean,
when you ever call a hooker or stripper the night before?
In middle school, all the time.
Yeah.
And we would always make sure that we scheduled it right after snack time.
We weren't rookies.
To come to the school. Yeah, you know, right before nap time.
Not to disrupt class, you know, yeah. You just... Right at lunchtime.
Yeah, perfect timing. No, we used to prank call 900 numbers, though.
The woman called the front office to report the prank and never entered the building. She said the student used his personal cell phone to call the agency and paid the stripper's performance using his parents' credit card.
Student, oh, my God.
So she still got paid.
Yeah.
She's like, I showed up.
Yeah.
I'm getting paid.
Like a comic. I show up. Something else cancels.
Yep.
Well, she didn't go in either.
Yeah, she was.
Probably prohibited by the court. At this point.
Wow.
Can you imagine? Maybe it's a teacher. I'll go in and find out where the teacher lounges. Our staff handled the situation with utmost decorum and professionalism. Principal Paige Hadzolotskomevich said, after I shorten my name, we're going to send the kids' parents an email.
But I didn't even think about it. She could have thought it was a teacher.
Yeah.
That's
somebody.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Meet me in the broom closet.
I'm sure that wasn't her first school rodeo.
Well, like, what's the procedure? Like, they say they handled it with professionalism. Like, did they prepare for this?
Yeah,
how like did teacher planning day.
Yeah, how did they handle it? The stripper didn't show up.
Yeah,
and then you know.
Well, she called the school, didn't she?
She called the guidance bar.
Can I speak to the principal?
You either got some horny ass boy in there. I'm about to strip for your principal. Now. One of the good things about living in Florida is we don't have to worry about shoveling snow.
Yeah.
Right?
That's just why I'm happy to. That's why I'm so happy to live here.
Yeah.
After living in New York my whole like childhood.
Who the fucking, I can't, you know.
Mm-mm.
I get pissed when I got to actually go get the paper in the morning. So the only thing we deal with is yard work.
Right.
You got to mow the lawn. And I have people to do that.
Right.
I like to clean my pool. I'm a pool guy. I've always did that when I was a kid, so I enjoyed taking care of the pool. I always laugh at these pussies who use the chemical and look at it and do all the testing. I'm like, you can't look at your water and tell what's wrong with it, you dummy. But here's a man. Michigan man mows lawn despite snow covered all over it.
What?
So, see, imagine going looking at your neighbor. The whole yard's covered with like a foot of snow. And this guy thinks it's time to mow the lawn.
Well, he's dedicated. I like that.
Maybe yeah.
I like that in a man.
Or he's drunk and he thinks it's a snowblower. And he's out there just...
He probably thinks, yeah, that's what he's doing. He's thinking, he's probably thinking, you know what? I don't have time to go buy a snowblower. I'm just going to use my lawnmower.
It'll do the same
it's
thing.
Gonna spit
the fans will spit it out. That's probably
it
what
makes sense when you say it like that.
And yeah. You know what? I'm going to get the kid to get some Slurpee, colored Slurpee juice, and we're going to make some Slurpees with the water.
Yeah, the poor man's snowblower. Yeah. Or if you turn it up on its side, it's a fucking snow cone machine. Dad, I want the Snoopy snow cone. No, fuck that. Get me the John Deere.
I'll make us a snow cone machine. Our perplexed Michigan resident captured video of a neighbor choosing an odd time to mow his lawn when it was covered in snow. The man bounces the mower up and down on the sidewalk to get the snow out of the blades. He goes, I was watching TV when I heard a lawnmower. The guy says, running, I looked outside to see a guy mowing his lawn, which was covered in snow.
It's also, like, I heard a lawnmower. Like, it's such a specific noise. Like, couldn't that be a snowblower?
It's true.
Is that a fucking lawnmower?
Like sitting there like, this is suspicious.
Or maybe he fucking borrowed it and never gave it back. And he's like, I heard my lawnmower. He knows.
There's this motherfucker.
I know the sound.
This guy keeps asking for his lawnmower
he's
back.
He's rubbing it in. Look at him. He's using it in the snow now, and he won't give it to this motherfucker.
This motherfucker. That's funny.
Oh, man.
That goddamn guy's had my lawnmower for 3 seasons. He's fucking it up, getting it all chopped up.
Now now he's just fucking with me.
People are fucked up.
Oh, man. You ever loan anything to your neighbors?
Fuck no.
No? Or ask to borrow anything from your neighbors?
Yeah, all the time.
Do you even know your neighbors?
No, really.
Yeah, no. I don't. These people next to us, they're a young couple. Mm-hmm. And one time, they just moved in the house. You could tell they never had their first house because, like, for example, their pool, you know, the pool pump.
Right.
They don't ever change the filter on the, that. They had no idea. Like, I went to the house and it was just not running.
Right.
It was, like, stuck. And I go, shit, I pulled the thing out. I go, fuck, it was disgusting. I go, when's the last time? I go, we didn't know we had to change. I'm like, well, you got to clean the fucking pool pill filter every couple weeks.
Yeah.
And all kinds of stuff. But like my neighbor over here is an Armenian guy, very nice family. They had two sons I used to always get weed from when they were both here.
Wow.
They were drifters. They're like car drift racers and stuff.
Oh.
I thought you meant like drifters. Like
yeah.
Just like
yeah, they roam
around. Roam from here to there.
A Rolling Stone.
Yeah, man, I'm only sticking around for a couple weeks
I'm
or something,
drifter.
Man. But you got a couch I can crash on, man?
You got any uneaten bananas?
I'm just rolling through
I'm
town,
trying to
man.
Get to a concert.
Yeah, you gonna finish that apple? Man.
Do you have 57 cents for gas?
Let me just get the crust of the pizza, man.
Yeah, I hate to ask, but do you have rolling papers? No, but they were like drift racing.
Yeah.
And great, but he has all the good shit. You know, he has like all that shit. Like we finally, like when you came through the garage, when you guys came in, you'll see there's a new package ladder. One of these giant step ladders that my fat ass can actually get on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the really strong new ladder.
The heavy duty Dougie version.
Yeah, we have one of those rinky dink ones. And that's where I think with my ladder, because when we have to do shit, my wife gets up on the ladder and I hold it. God, my fat ass ain't getting on that ladder.
You should be in you're doing the infomercial right now. I just see it. It's like, is your ladder too winky dinky stinky for your big fat feet? Womp womp. And then as you fall through the fucking tinfoil ladder and like, get the big ass ladder.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I don't know. The big ass ladder.
Yeah, the big fat ladder.
Yeah.
The luggy duggy, handy dandy.
It's the fat ass Dougie ladder.
If and then Dougie you see him take a step and he's like,
yeah. If Dougie can get on it, who couldn't?
He only has one step. I'm not going all the way up there. Yeah. It's one step.
Yeah, if I can't reach it from here, fuck it.
It's a step stool.
It's one of those claws.
It folds up, but it only has one.
It's like one of those things in the kitchen, a little stepping stool. Oh, I got to reach the butter. Here's a story. Coffee table leg became weapon following group sex in Brooklyn.
Oh,
what?
You ever been in a... You ever been in a group sex setting?
No.
No?
Especially not in Brooklyn. That's, no? That's just asking for trouble.
Yeah, if you're going to do it anywhere, never Brooklyn. How about you? You ever been in a...
I can't say that I have.
No?
Mm. I just can't say that I have.
Is this the way you're going to set up the invitation for Elgin?
I think I've asked him this before, and he did the same thing. So you got to be open with that stuff. So your girl doesn't know that you've done that?
No, I'm saying I haven't. I can't say that I have.
You can't say that you have.
Yeah.
Because you can't. Because someone's telling you you can't say it. But you can't say you haven't. I'm you. All right.
It's my personal private business.
All right, I got you. It's fine. Okay. Threesomes.
Have you ever been? No, I know you have. You
yeah,
told
have
me
you?
About, he told me one of the craziest stories. This
yeah,
guy.
I've had harem situations.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so what's up with this? What does this have to do with a coffee table?
Yeah, why? Yeah, like how did it go from a group sex to a beating each other up with a coffee table?
Funny you should ask. A Brooklyn man apparently decided that three was a crowd he didn't want any part of. The 54-year-old man admitted that he used a piece of furniture to beat up a man who said he was sexually assaulting his girlfriend.
Wow.
But cops tell the news that the three people, it's nice when it moves, the three people knew each other and had a consensual three-way sexual encounter on Saturday. That's the thing. If you're a rookie, I've seen that happen. You've been in like a threesome, you know, and the guy gets a little, you know, maybe because he's little.
Oh.
You know, like.
Jealous. Just
that, or I've been in threesomes where the guy like shoots his load early and you're still sitting there banging his girl.
Wow. Oh, wow.
He's like done. And you're like sitting there like, hey, I'm going to be a little bit. You mind like getting me a drink or something? Can you get me a shot of whiskey?
Well, but the thing is that the police is saying that they did there was a consensual group
yeah.
sex situation. Right. It's like how did they? Where was the proof that there was like a previous agreement to this?
Yeah, yeah. They sit down and have a round
well,
table.
They probably question. They probably all they question all involved.
Right.
And meanwhile, well, this guy was like, I don't know what the fuck happened. The other one like, yeah, he does. We planned it out. We got high. We smoked a joint. Took some ecstasy. When the 54-year-old man, see, I hate every time I go to read this shit, it moves. The 50-year-old man returned to his apartment on Sunday. He found his girlfriend getting reacquainted with the new man.
So he went solo.
Oh. He allegedly flew into a jealous rage and beat the man with a wooden leg of a coffee table.
Well, that's a whole nother story. Right. It was a consensual threesome. We're all here together. I approve. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's going down. I don't want to come home from work and find you guys
it's still going
banging.
On. Yeah.
In a separate occasion,
like you're inviting yourself over.
Yeah,
yeah. That's that you got to have. That's one of the rules of a threesome. Yeah, you know, it's us or nothing.
Right.
You know, and the girl I was with before my wife, she was bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
So that would happen, and these one girls would try to win her over. They were sneaky fuckers, you know. So like all of a sudden, like you know, she would say, "No, Doug has to be here," and they're like, "No, he doesn't." Then mm-hmm. you know, you come home, or worse, the one time I got pissed is when I'm home, waiting. I'm at my, and she's not coming by. And I'm like, what the fuck? She goes, I'm staying with so-and-so. I go, fuck that.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not right. You got to, there's certain rules.
Well, yeah. You got to have some kind of honor.
And that's the
it?
Thing about a threesome, especially, you know, you don't want to, whether it's a girl like you, one of the girls are going to get pissed. You
right.
know what I mean? If all, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you do the guy and he's like, and then all of a sudden she does me and you're like, oh, ho!
Right. There's a standing ovation.
God damn, that's good. What about mine? You know, charges were pending against the suspect on Monday as the victim remained hospitalized in critical but stable condition. And the woman was treated for shock.
I'm shocked.
I am shocked and appalled.
I'm shocked that this happened.
That I had a threesome with two men.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Actually, what you said is the reason why I don't like opening presents at a party.
Yeah.
Then, you know, someone gets you like, you know, a wooden spoon. And you're like, oh, wow, love this. And
yeah.
then someone gives you a $500 check and you're like, oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
And you have to like level out your reaction.
Yeah,
it's so true. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That is funny. It's true. You know, like, oh, this is nice. I always wanted a salt and pepper shaker, you know.
Yeah,
and then someone else gets you an iPad. You're like, whoa, dude.
And then the salt. Well, I mean, the salt and pepper shaker really should feel bad as it is.
It's a horrible gift. Might as well get somebody a candle. All right, here's our final story of the day.
All righty then.
Cops realize tiger is stuffed as a stuffed animal after a 14-hour standoff.
Shut. Yo, guys, he's not moving.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 45-minute standoff.
Oh, that's okay. But still.
Don't move. No sudden moves. He'll attack you.
Oh,
a Scottish farmer frantically called cops to report a tiger in his cow shed, sparking an armed police standoff, only to learn it was just a large, cuddly, stuffed animal.
Wait, this was in Scotland?
Why was it in
Do they even have tigers in Scotland?
I don't think they're indigenous.
No, you know what happened? They went to a carnival. Somebody won the big tiger, and there was no one to put it. They left it in the barn.
You go ahead and put it in the
carnival
barn.
Strike two.
Fucking Scottish guy. What the fuck's a tiger in there? That's Scottish. A fucking tiger. I can't move. I'm going to eat my cows. Bruce Grubb, 24, was throwing a housewarming party when he spotted the bizarre sight and called police, fearing his pregnant cows were about to be devoured. There's a fucking tiger in my thing to eat my fucking pigs.
Cows.
Cows. I got some fucking pigs in there, too. Don't be a smartass. The frightened farmer said the first officer to respond to the scene was so scared that he refused to get out of the fucking car. I won't get out of a fucking car. It's a fucking tiger.
This is great for a fucking stuffed animal.
That fucking's gonna bite me.
And nobody has a flashlight.
Look, it looks mean.
You see, in the U.S., they would have shot him out from inside the car. That would have been the problem.
Oh, my God.
The Northeast Police even checked a local wildfire park to see if they had an escaped tiger on the loose. Hey, you guys got a fucking tiger loose?
But think about a stuffed animal. It's not like standing like this, like, it's like,
you know, smiling at you.
It's just laying there.
Like, and how realistic was this thing?
That's what I'm trying to say,
And here's a picture of him.
Oh, my God.
It does look pretty big, like... It does look like a real tiger.
Oh, my God.
It does. Right? Yeah.
Could you imagine walking out of your fucking bathroom and somebody put that thing in front of your hallway?
That's
what the fuck?
It's legit. It does look like a tiger. It did look good. Who put it there?
Let's see.
I need to know. I need to know how this tiger got there.
And where they... I mean, this is so realistic.
They checked with that. After armed cops engaged in a 45-minute standoff... Don't move, tiger. He seems to be listening.
Why are your demands?
The police even check. The armed cops engaged in a 45-minute. They realized the supposedly terrifying beast was actually just a big plush toy. Cops said they determined the false call was made with the genuine good intent in a Facebook post about the ordeal. They even asked the embarrassed Garub if they would keep the stuffed tiger as a mascot. We want to tell all our friends about this, you dumbass. It's unclear how the stuffed tiger ended up in the shed.
Oh, damn. What the hell?
Police in other countries are so weird.
But what a mystery.
Can we keep these?
What a mystery.
Yeah.
The mystery of the... I want to go hide stuffed tigers in places. there's a stuffed tiger bandit out there somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be funny. That's like the people put a fake snake in your bed, and you wake up like, ah! You know,
yeah.
And put it in your bathroom when you walk to the bathroom. You're about to take your morning piss or shit.
Well, yeah.
There's a fake snake. We used to do that in like our dorm room.
Yeah, well,
that are big spiders, right? You put a big fake spider, like you tickle somebody's nose when they're asleep, and you put a fucking big fake spider on their chest, and they wake up, what? And fucking freak out.
Well, that's like when my brother was little. He had all the fake cockroaches. You just leave them around.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That's a thing.
They have a new one. It's a remote-controlled cockroach. It's legit. It's this big.
Really?
The legs move when you make it run. And, oh, my God.
That'd be funny if it would, like, start dancing. Can you imagine you're watching a cockroach? And all of a sudden it goes, I want my baby. Hello, my mama.
I would love that.
That would be fucking great.
I'd buy that.
I would. But that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to thank Elgin David for joining us today.
Always fun.
And, of course, our special guest co-host today, Noam Manner. Who's back at it in comedy, by the way.
Yes.
Exciting to have you back.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm glad you're back. I wish there were several others that would quit. I'm kidding. We love the comedy scene. Yeah, we love the comedy scene.
Ooh, shots fired.
That's right. By the way, tonight in Florida, if you're a stand-up comic, go to Marine 84 for open mic. Kel Thompson runs it. Late Dada's tonight in Del Rey. Mike Cintron runs it. And Wednesday, I'll probably be at the Buddha. Not to mention Backroom Comedy Club in Miami at Tom's NFL this Friday night. And I'll be somewhere in Isla Mirada look for me. I'll be doing a show there. It's probably sold out already. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Join the fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And, of course, follow the show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Elgin?
Follow me at Elgin David.
Noam? Noam?
At Noam Alaska, like the state.
Wow. There you go.
N-O-A-M, Alaska.
Is that like a city in Alaska?
It's N-O-M-E, Alaska.
Oh, Noam, Alaska. Yeah, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Noam, Alaska.
I'm leaning into the way people mispronounce my name.
There you go. That's interesting. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. No show tomorrow because there's no more Tavolinos. But maybe we'll put something together before the end of the week. If not, we'll be back next week on the show. Take care. God bless. And we'll see you here next week at the same spot. Bye-bye.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. To the door, to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, with the children of the sun, they started to climb.